Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna on News Talk.
Now, do you ever feel like we're all a bit disconnected by being so connected? We've got smartphones in our hands on the bus, the Dart, even walking down the street. But somehow, it's getting harder to actually connect with people in real life. A new social movement is asking a simple question: what happens when we put the phones away? The Offline Club Dublin is hosting phone-free events, and Lexi, who's behind it, joins me in studio now. Lexi, you're very welcome.
Hello, thank you for having me.
And you were asking that question yourself. You were seeing everybody or having the phone in your own hand. You know, we're all in it. Yeah, she has a phone beside her right now. It's a very normal part of modern life, but you wanted to create space when it wasn't there.
Yes, exactly. I mean, I still remember the times when we didn't have the phones and we actually talked to strangers and talked to each other. Currently, when you go to the bus or to the Dart or anywhere else, it's just everyone's just scrolling. And sometimes when you even go for like a restaurant or lunch with your friends, everyone's on their phones and no one's really asking really deep questions. It's really hard to make a real connection. So it feels like we are more connected with the people online on our screens than with the people who are literally in front of us.
Yeah, I mean, it just happened to me getting in the lift to come here and speak to you. My head was down in my phone. I went to the wrong floor three times. So not only are you missing what you need to do, I think sometimes you're missing that connection with people, those simple little pleasantries. I know some people can be really anti-small talk. I love it because you just never know when a simple smile or a comment on the weather or a bit of banter about something you both notice, it can really make someone's day.
Yeah, exactly. And you can see even on the streets of Dublin, there's a couple of lights currently that are just showing the red. So people are looking on their phones and not just crossing the street straight away like a zombie. So that's the terrifying thing. But yeah, it's something that really bothered me, to be fair. I'm not really big for the small talk. I'm bigger for like really meaningful questions. And a couple of people who have been on our events, we ask them, hey, what is really exciting in your life today or like right now? And a couple of people looked at me and they said, you know what? No one ever asked me that question. And it's kind of weird because also like when you cross the street, someone's like, oh, hey, how do you do? But they don't really want the answer for this. Mm. And on our meetings, people actually do want the answer and people really feel wanted, listened to and kind of present within all of this. And it's really funny because on the first event, they already made friends and they said that they actually had deeper conversations with them than they had with their colleagues at work for like years. So that's an interesting thing. And last but not least, how do you make friends as an adult? I don't know.
Yeah, it can be really difficult and challenging. So tell me about the Offline Club. This first originated in Amsterdam.
Yes. So our HQ is in Amsterdam and it originated a couple of years back. And the guys started with the idea of, you know what, I think I'm a little bit addicted, so maybe let's leave the phones in the house and go for a weekend off. And they said that they made so many things and felt so creative that they want to show it to other people. So they started with retreats, like weekend retreats. But then they thought, okay, this is getting really expensive. What if we just made events in which people just switched off for 2-3 hours during the week? And they started doing those. And all of a sudden, it's a huge movement. We have like chapters in Paris and Germany and Switzerland and Italy and the UK and now in Ireland. So I personally actually went to one of those Amsterdam events for the book event. And I was actually like super interested in it because I was like, oh, great. No phones at all. No one can even be like, oh, I'm going to check something quickly and then stays on this phone forever. And I, at one point when I was in Dublin, I thought, oh, I wonder if this is in Dublin. And it wasn't. So I thought to myself, then I'll bring it.
I love it. And you do find your attention span changing, don't you? No matter how engaging the conversation, no matter how much you're enjoying the night, even, you know, at a concert now, we're thinking, how can I record this and show people I'm here? It's a different lens to enjoy something or be in something. So not only do you get pulled in to check, is anybody WhatsApping me? You know, what time is the bus? Whatever it might be, you're pulled away from the experience time and time again. Tell me about that event in Amsterdam. You said it was a book event, a reading event.
Yes. So we have a couple of types of events. I guess we're going to get to this. But in Amsterdam, my friend was looking for a book club and we went through all the magical events in Amsterdam and we found this one and we were like, oh, that's really interesting. So we came in and there was like 70 people just reading. And it's really also interesting because a lot of people I saw that they're having problems with attention span, even with a book. So they read a couple of pages and then they're like, ah, I'll just check something on my phone. Or, how does this character look like in the fan art? And then they stay on this phone instead of reading. So it was really interesting to just sit there for 3 hours. And those events are reading and then some social time. So during the social time, people were really into it and they could have conversations about the books they are reading, give some recommendations or just talk about life. And it felt fresh in a way, because as you said, when I go to a concert, I better check, you know, if anyone knows that I'm on this concert and it's cool. And a lot of people are just on their phones instead of experiencing the real thing. So also some of the people on our event said that, oh, but how do people know that I was there? And I'm actually running on those events with a normal camera, because I said to them like, hey guys, I'm totally into the offline thing. So I'm not doing pictures on my phone. I have a camera. You're going to get all of the pictures and then you can post that you have been here. You have lost nothing. So then they were like, oh, okay, then everyone will know. And it's kind of this weird feeling that everyone wants everyone else to know things. But at the same time, I just remembered we had 18-year-old person that actually said that he comes to our events because he is afraid that whenever he goes out, someone's going to record him and he cannot be fully himself. And this is something I haven't even thought of, to be perfectly fair. I never thought like, oh, what if someone records me? But it seems to be like a real thing that younger generation, and it makes me sound old, but I'm 30, I swear, that younger person is really afraid of being recorded all the time whenever they go. So that was also an eye-opening experience.
On this show, as entrepreneurs, we often talk about the courage it takes to start something from scratch. Every successful brand begins with a vision, a purpose, and someone willing to take a chance on an idea. And while every founder's journey is different, many share the same determination to overcome obstacles, innovate, and build something meaningful from the ground up. That's why I always enjoy hearing founder stories, because behind every product is a real person who has invested time, energy, and passion into building something meaningful. Walmart is helping customers discover products from thousands of small brands while giving founders opportunities to grow, reach new communities, and share the stories behind their businesses. By making it easier to discover these brands, Walmart helps connect customers with innovative products and the entrepreneurs whose passion, resilience, and creativity help bring them to market. So whether you're an entrepreneur yourself or a dream driver looking to be inspired, it's exciting to see more opportunities for small brands to be discovered. Visit walmart.com to learn more about the small brands and founder stories available in your community.
Well, Lexi, you could pass for half that age. You didn't have to tell us your age at all. We would have fully believed you were in your early 20s. So it's you and your sister, Maya, is it?
Maya.
So you came home from Amsterdam and you were like, let's do this.
Well, I was actually born in Poland. I was visiting my friend in Amsterdam. I'm a pretty worldwide person. I actually live in Ireland for 3 years, my sister for 20, and she was looking for places to actually meet new people and make friends. And I said, oh, yeah, this offline club was cool, but it wasn't here. So I was like, okay, so you know what? Want to make a lot of friends? We're going to start making those things. And she was like, okay, why not?
So what was your first event?
Our first event was in February and it was a hangout. So hangouts are the events during which we bring like coloring books, things to journal, to draw. We have puzzles, board games, card games and things like this. And we're basically having a hangout with our friends. So the first half an hour on hour is like time for yourself. So you just kind of slow down. Remember that you don't have your phone. You cannot look for it. It's scary for some people because we actually lock those phones away. And then after this hour, we have the time with the community and people start playing games together, making some friends or enemies. If you play Uno, because this is how you make enemies. We also have chess and other games as well. And we're just basically teaching people how to spend time without their phones. And some of our youngest members actually were so happy that they survived 3 hours without their phones. One of the guys wanted a high five. He was so excited. He was just jumping. And it really made me happy. And every time I'm giving people away the phones, I'm asking, so how was it without your phone for 3 hours? And usually I'm hearing things between kind of scary and oddly entertaining.
And a sense of relief. That was something I certainly read from your site. People say it's just a relief. So there's a phone hotel is what you call it. So you hand your phone in at the start and it gets locked away somewhere safe. So it's completely gone for that time. And you're encouraging people just to see what happens.
Yes, exactly. So we have this phone hotel. It's a box. We just put the phone in, give you a number so you don't lose it. So yeah, some people are really afraid. Like on the first event, someone asked like, oh, how many people actually gave their phones away? And I just showed her the box and I said, everyone. And it was like 20 phones in there. And she just looked at me with shock and she was like, okay, I'll give it then away too. And some people were also like really scared, like their hands were shaking to give the phone away. Other person gave me two of her phones. She had the normal and the work one. And the moment I put it in and she got the tags, she said, the freedom.
It's mad, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, it's so simple and yet it's actually so powerful. Like we're really feeling it, that the smartphone has brought so much to our lives.
Yes.
But I don't think we realise. I know we talk about phone addiction and social media and compare and despair, but I don't know until it's taken away, do you really get to feel what it's taking or what you can gain from taking a break? It's really hard in the house. Often you'll say, I'm not going to go on social media now until right now. And you can't do it. So that enforced time. What about the deep questions then? Do you find it's easier for people to engage in that way when the phones are gone?
Actually, yes. I actually noticed that a lot of people don't really know how to have a conversation anymore. And considering what I've seen in real life, it's even if you see people on dates, they kind of don't talk to each other much. So what we came up with is on every single table, we have cards with meaningful questions. And at the beginning of the event, we say that they are there, they are green, you will see them. And if you have problems asking people questions, you can just use one of those. And with the cards, actually, people have a start. Usually they use one or two, and then they go through with other topics and other things that they are talking about. And it's really interesting to see the moment in which like brain switches from all the surface thing into the deep conversations in which people can discuss everything. It's from art to work to normal life to everything that is going around. Or in Ireland, the sun, we missed it in February a lot. So it's really interesting to see. And I think it's something that we also need to learn, that we need to have deeper conversations with others and how to actually do it.
Because there is a loneliness epidemic.
It's everywhere, yeah. A lot of people don't know how to make friends, how to talk to people. Like, to be fair, especially when you work remotely, how do you make friends if you don't have anyone in the office? You can go to the co-working spaces, but in the co-working space, there's also a lot of people that don't talk to other people. And then what do we have left? There's literally apps that allow you to make friends or find friends. And it feels like scrolling people on Amazon, and it's really dehumanizing in a way. So having a person in front of you that also wants to make a connection is a way different experience. And I think we need more of this. Like we used to say that it takes a village to raise a child. We don't have a village anymore. So our goal is to make as many villages as possible, to have the support, to have people that you can talk to have people that can give you some advice or maybe have different experiences and just be a little bit more vulnerable outside of look at my best highlights of everything on social media.
Yeah, and I think when we think about a lonely person, we think of somebody who is very isolated and on their own. And yes, that can be true. But I think there can be people who are surrounded by others who are still lonely because they're not getting that deep connection. And I know there can be some people who might be eye rolling thinking, oh God, you don't have to go deep and share everything. But that proper connection where you have that shared experience where you say, I'm a struggling parent. I haven't got it all figured out. I find life stressful. I found the weather difficult.
Exactly.
I don't know if I like my job anymore. And somebody says, me too. And the power in that shared experience, that is what real connection is. And I think, as you say, we can be surrounded by people. We can have lots of people in our life. We can even have lots of conversations. But if we're not having a proper conversation, we will say we feel lonely. We feel alone.
Yeah. And it's also about the fact that when I ask people what exciting happens in your life right now, and they say, oh, no one ever asked me that. Why not? It would be so much nicer. Like, I know that sometimes when we meet people at the doctor's or something, we're really quick to start complaining. But what about, we talked about the positive things as well, like what is currently exciting? And so many people have so many exciting things happening in their lives, and you can ask questions, and so many people do such amazing things as well, like the hobbies, the art that they do. Amazing. And it's so nice to hear. And it always makes me so happy to hear the good things from people as well. And I think really, there may be a lot of people around us, but they don't really care in a way that we would like to, or everyone is busy with their own thing. And instead of really having those connections outside, they spend time scrolling.
So when is your next event?
Offline walks, in which we take people for a hike and take away their phones away. I know it's terrifying. You cannot make pictures. But I will have a camera. And we have events on 1st of April as well as 21st, I believe, of March. I believe so. We have a full calendar on our Instagram and on our Luma calendar. So there's a lot of events showing up there all the time.
Well, I absolutely love it. What a bright spark. And you are no doubt spreading that around. I think I'm going to have to come and experience one for myself.
Please do.
You can find out more at theoffline-club.com. Lexi, thank you so, so much.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me, and hope to see you a lot of people soon.
Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna. Sunday morning at 8 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.